Fan Run Radio podcasters, many of you have been asking for a way to support the station if you live out of state and can't support our sponsors, and now there's a way. Just go to shopfanrun.com and buy a shirt, or two, or ten, and know that you're supporting the station that does our best to support you. Shopfanrun.com.
You're listening to East Tennessee's premier sports radio call-in show. This is The Drive.
And I love Tennessee. I got a lot of orange blood in my body.
Hour number two of The Drive underway here on Fox Sports Knoxville. Cubby live this afternoon from your Friday home of The Drive. National RX in Farragut. Want to thank Jets Pizza for providing us with some food here this afternoon, giving us a couple of pizzas here. Don't forget, of course, any day there is football on television, Jets Pizza has your game day special. Any large one-topping pizza and a pitcher of domestic beer, only $15.99. Folks, that is an unbelievable pizza and beer deal, and it's only available at Jets in Farragut, right next to the Shrimp Dock, Kingston Pike, right next to us here at National RX. A lot of sponsors, Fan Run sponsors, out here in West Knoxville. Don't forget to give us your crown pick of the week. Go online to our Facebook page at facebook.com/The Drive with Russell Smith. Give us your score prediction for the Vols and Mizzou. Tomorrow, closest score prediction, gonna win fabulous gifts and prizes courtesy of Crown Cleaners. Local area eateries. We've got some wings from Buckethead Tavern to give away as well. Should be pretty cool. Go to Facebook and give us your score prediction for the game tomorrow. Be sure to like our page while you're there so that you can participate in after hours, online conversations, discussions, arguments, debates, things of that nature. I think we all know Facebook is where the majority of the world's problems are solved these days.
Or created. Facebook or Twitter.
Or created. Solved, created. Who's keeping score?
I am. We're problem solvers here on The Drive, Russ.
Did you see David Ubbins' comparison of Locke and Garantano?
Locke and Garantano? No, I did not.
Statistically speaking, we'll juxtapose all these stats for you. Drew Locke is on the season 114 of 202 passing. 114 of 202 56.4%. 56.4% completions. Garantano, 85 of 140, 60.7% completion. So he's thrown 62 less balls, but he's completed a good 4% more of his passes. Locke has thrown for 1,235 yards. Garantano for 1,100 yards. Locke hasn't thrown that for that many more yards than him. Locke, 6.1 yards per attempt. Garantano, 7.9 yards per attempt.
That one's surprising.
That's very surprising. Locke, I'm sorry, go ahead.
I mean, whenever I think of the two.
You think that Locke is the gunslinger?
The big arm throwing it down the field, and Garantano just kind of dink and dunk.
Yeah.
Garantano's had some...
No,
some of those big 50-50.
He has, and I mean, I can't say that I've watched too much of Missouri this year, but
is 50-50 ball a nice way of saying he just throws it as far as he can, and our receivers go up and try and get it, point it.
Yeah, you don't want
a 50-50 ball.
You don't want to throw a 50-50 ball. You want to throw like a 75-25 ball at worst. Throwing 50-50 ball is going to get you beat, because guess what? If you throw more than one of them, that means you've got at least one turnover in the ball game. Don't throw 50-50 balls. You want to throw 90-10 balls. Preferably 100-0 balls, right? 50-50 balls can get you beat. 50-50 balls means you have an inaccurate quarterback. And Garantano's not inaccurate, man. It's 60% completion percentage, very good in this league.
I wouldn't call him like surgical or anything.
By the way, these are for SEC games only. So we're throwing out the non-conference games in this comparison.
Do you think part of that number, their yards per attempt? We get a lot of yards after catch.
Yak.
Our receivers do.
A lot of yak.
Do we?
Yeah.
I feel like we do.
That would surprise me because I feel like that he throws the ball so badly that usually if we catch it, we usually fall down.
I feel like Juwan Jennings gets a decent amount of yards after catch. I don't feel like our other receivers do. Am I?
No, I think, yeah, you're probably right.
I mean, I feel like.
Did you do any research before you said this? Or is he just
Bear hates it when you just throw things up against the wall and hope they stick. He finds that very unprofessional.
It was just something that popped in my head and I said it, Bear. Took that one straight off of you.
Mm-hmm.
This might be the most glaring statistic to me, touchdown to interception ratio. Again, this is just in SEC games. Both teams have played six SEC games. Locke, 6 touchdowns, 7 interceptions. Garantano, 8 touchdowns, 2 interceptions. You can make the argument Garantano's been the better quarterback.
Well, yeah. Oh, the interception that first quarter of the Florida game. The strip sack interception. What was the other one?
Did he not throw one in that Kentucky game? Or with both of ours fumbles?
Did he throw one against Bama?
He did. Yeah, for pick 6, wasn't it?
Was it? I don't know. I've tried to
block that out.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't blame me.
I just go – when we play Alabama these days, I just go into this weird alternate state where I'm watching the game, but I'm really not watching the game. And as soon as it's over, it's stricken from my memory. That surprised you guys, though, that Garantano's numbers are that good in comparison to the great Drew Locke?
Well, no. I mean, they've been protecting him all year.
Who?
Garantano.
Who's been protecting him?
Tennessee coaching staff. They put him in really good positions to succeed considering the line he's got. Yeah, I mean, it's kind of surprising. He's gotten almost no blocking at all. He gets hit all the time.
Yeah, I mean.
You think anybody else in the country anybody outside of DeAndre Francois from Florida State get hit more than Garantano?
I don't think anybody takes the just insane head-on collisions that he takes with such frequency.
I think it's surprising. I mean, just because of all the hype that Drew Locke had coming into this season, I mean.
He's definitely dropped off this year.
Got to keep the Black Knight clean tomorrow. We don't want the Black Knight up there doing his Monty Python routine tomorrow. Got to keep those hits to him. And I don't know what it is about Missouri. But even going back to the Pinkel days when they won the back-to-back league or East titles,
mm-hmm.
they've always just had nasty defensive lines.
Apparently they don't this year. They're not real good pass rushers.
I mean, they've got Terry Beckner, who's one of the best, the elite defensive linemen in the league. I haven't watched them play a ton, but I did watch their game with Vanderbilt this week, and they have 2 huge 300-pound run stuffers, very athletic defensive tackles in the middle of that line. They might not have Michael Sam and whoever the other guy was that got all the sacks a couple of years ago, but they're pretty stout. On the weakness on the Missouri defense is in the secondary.
And I think that's something that Tennessee can definitely take advantage of. I mean, it's basically the same story that Kentucky was. I mean, they're soft in the secondary, and you saw what we did against Kentucky. I think Dan Harrelson said that I think Kentucky last week they were 117th in nationally in team defense, and I think he said Missouri is 118th. So very similar.
Missouri's 118 in total defense?
I think so, yeah.
What was Kentucky again?
I thought he said they were – I could have sworn he said
total defense, Kentucky was like
16th.
In the top 20.
Maybe I misheard.
Unless they dropped to 17th, but –
now, Kentucky has pretty, statistically speaking, had a pretty good defense.
I mean, it was smoke and mirrors for sure, but they do statistically have pretty good defense.
Well, we'll see what happens tomorrow if Garantano is able to exploit that. But I found those numbers from David Ubbin at The Athletic very eye-opening with Garantano. Well, I mean, the narrative is, and I would have bought into this if I'd asked you this morning, if you hadn't seen those numbers, heard those numbers.
Right.
And I said, who do you like?
You just read them to me blindly?
Well, no. If I just asked you open-endedly, who do you think's the better quarterback in this game, Jarrett Garantano or Drew Lock? You would say Lock by a landslide.
Probably.
But not only is it not a landslide, I mean, you can make a good argument that Garantano has had the better season.
I don't think it's an argument. He has had a better season.
Well, I mean,
he just read us the numbers.
Well, Locke's thrown more passes for more yardage and everything, but I mean, everything else is equal or in Garantano's favor. It's shocking. It doesn't seem right. I mean, I keep looking at this article, you know, is there some caveat? This is only in games in which there was at least a 30-mile-per-hour wind. It's not. It's just those are the six SEC game statistics, and Garantano measures up very well. All right, we got to take a quick break. Stay with us. Actually, let's get Roger in here before we go to break. Let's talk to the Rog. I want to make him wait like he had to the other day. Good afternoon, Roger. You're on the drive. Fox Sports Knoxville. What's going on?
Oh, nothing much. How you doing, buddy?
Doing great, Rog. Doing great. How are you getting ready for your Bobcats tonight against Davy Crockett?
Yeah, oh yeah, I'm going to it tonight, Russell. Tonight.
Hey, Roger, listen to me now, Roger. Please dress warmly. I don't want this to be a repeat of the state championship a couple of years ago when Esteban took you to Cookeville and you were standing up there in short sleeves and like 30-degree
like
weather
and a t-shirt
for the whole game. Please wear a sweater and a big coat.
All right, it's a little bit cold tonight. Fine, and it's cold tonight, so I'm fine. I dress so well. I'm fine tonight. It won't be like it was then. It won't be as cold as it was then, Russell, as it was at night. You know,
it's going to be pretty cold, Rod. As soon as the sun goes down, wear a coat, bub.
Tonight, and that's why I asked you, Bear. But I know Catholic playing not today. That's why I asked you. But I hadn't seen Catholic play. I was curious about you about Catholic. How good is Catholic? Are they pretty good? They play good team this year.
They're a solid team. They're very young, Raj. They're very, very young. I think they start like 7 freshmen, maybe 8. They're going up against a super duper fast Oak Ridge team. It's going to be hard for Catholic to contain on the. They're going to have to really set a good edge and keep containment on them. The Oak Ridge kids have a lot of team speed. It's out there at Blankenship Field. It's going to be a tall order, my man. But hopefully we'll persevere.
If you're confident your team can win tonight, not there.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Yeah. And then you know what I'm going to do?
Are they pretty good this year, too? Are they pretty good?
Oak Ridge is pretty good. I mean, you know, I guess. What do you think, Russ? Right.
About what?
Oak Ridge.
Oh, they're going to pound your eyes shut.
Really?
Yeah. Sorry.
How it goes tonight, Bear. Be curious to how since the two of both teams do, you know. I'd be curious to how it goes tonight, you know.
I want us to rematch with you, Russ.
I'd be curious to see how it'd be. Hopefully, it'll be a fun game tonight. You going to tonight, Bear?
I don't think I'm going to be able to make it out there tonight, Raj.
I got you. And you think that now Russell is
I think all these local teams, Central, Oak Ridge, Maryville. This is the thing that's interesting is you got Catholic in Oak Ridge, Farragut, Maryville, Colefield, Greenback, Alcoa, AE. You've got all these Greenville, Anderson County, all these East Tennessee area teams playing each other.
Right, it's quarterfinals.
Yeah, I mean, you're at the part of the season now where you cannibalize each other, and you got to be pretty good to
The one game that stands out to me there, the Cofield-Greenback game, historically speaking, is always a lot of bad blood and
a knockdown, really, drag out. There's
nasty single-A football.
Yeah, some eyes in the face mask down there at the bottom of the pile. A lot of nasty things said. Maybe a fight or two in the stands.
Greenback's kind of like.
Did you guys see the footage of the? I think it was in the Oneida game last week of the official moving that chain.
Gotta love single-A football in East Tennessee. That wasn't an official. That was somebody's parent.
Well, and those TSSAA officials, I mean, notorious. Oh, there's idiots. All kinds of crazy stuff that goes on in these games.
I fully expect for poor Eddie Courtney and the Farragutian Admirals to get totally hosed and shafted. Did you see that coach last week? I can't remember who played Maryville, but it when he got thrown out of the game, his team was facing a 4th and 68 after multiple personal foul penalties.
Be pretty wild. Raj, anything else, my man?
No, just go Bobcat tonight. And go Tennessee and go hope they both win tonight. Be curious. So that's all I have. Go ball too. So y'all have a good night. Good night.
Raj, thanks, man.
Boy, I hope we get to rematch with Raj's Bobcats.
So that would be the winners of Catholic, Oak Ridge, Davy Crockett Central play?
Mm-hmm. And that's the semis, and then they would go play. It's probably going to end up being Beach again. Jalen Hurd's all on.
Oh, yeah.
Perennial powerhouse. Catholic's last football season in the public school division.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
You kind of sad about that?
Nah.
You get to go beat up on all the Graces and
Catholic,
Sister Mary,
Catholic's
Sisters
playing,
of the Poor.
They added a multiplier to Catholic. They're going to make them play like Brentwood Academy. NBA.
That'd be fun. I mean, you'll have to keep that recruiting up. Get some 4 and 5 stars in there, but that'll be fun.
Curious to see when Maryville's going to schedule Brentwood Academy.
You can't resist, can you?
What?
Just let it go.
Taking a shot at them?
Been forever.
They're the Alabama of high school football. Greenback's like they're Auburn.
I think Derek Hunt and George Quarles before him. George Quarles did an excellent job. That's what I think.
Fantastic recruiters. Fantastic.
That doesn't happen in high school football. Stay with us. The Drive continues. Fox Sports Knoxville live today at National RX. Coming up, we'll find out who's on the docket, brought to you by Ogle Elrod and Beryl. The Drive rages on a beautiful football Friday. Stay with us. We're back with more after this.
The Drive, Knoxville's home for sports radio in the afternoon. This is The Drive.
The Docket, brought to you by Ogle Elrod and Beryl, the official law offices of The Drive. Injured? Call 865-546-1111. Ogle Elrod and Beryl, they'll come to you. Visit their website at wreckintoacheck.com. Now, to The Docket.
Miami Heat center Hassan Whiteside over this past summer lost his very, very expensive gun. 29-year-old Whiteside reportedly purchased an M16 assault rifle with ammunition, a silencer, and rifle bag for the low, low price of... How much do you think that cost him, Bear?
What was it now?
An M16 assault rifle with ammunition, a silencer, and a rifle bag.
A silencer for an M16?
That's what it says.
Really?
$1,300.
I'm going to say $500.
Price is right. You guys are both way low. Way low.
$15,000?
20? Keep going. Keep going.
$25,000, $30,000.
Keep going.
$40,000.
Keep going.
$50,000.
And get this. after he bought the $50,000 gun package, his next move was to drive to the University of Miami for a workout. When he returned home the next day, he discovered the gun was gone.
That's great.
After an investigation by the police, it was determined that the gun was stolen when Whiteside left it in his, wait for it, unlocked Rolls Royce at the gym.
So let me get this straight. Now, who is this genius?
Hassan Whiteside, Miami Heat.
They just need to lock him up in jail for about 6 months just for being a complete and total moron. You're going to leave an assault rifle a silencer.
Yeah.
And a neat bag to carry it all in.
And some ammo.
And some ammo. You got to have your bullets.
Yeah. Gun doesn't work without bullets. I mean, I'm no gun expert, but...
I mean, what the hell does this guy... What the hell does Whiteside need a silenced M16 for? You're a big gun advocate. Tell me.
Protection.
For what? Spetsnaz gonna break through his...
Hey, he's in Miami. You never know what... I mean, it's a violent city. You never know what kind of...
I mean, if you want it for, I'd want everybody to know. I wouldn't want a silencer. I'd want everybody to know that I had one.
Wait, that's your gun noise?
Yeah.
Let's hear it again.
You sound like a dog chewing at.
Rick, mark the tape on the podcast so we can pull that.
Shut up.
Yeah, this is gonna have to turn into a drop at some point.
So.
What is jackass?
His gun was stolen. It was discovered weeks later in a stolen car in North Miami.
I wonder how many times it had been used.
Hassan says, quote, I have a license for the gun that was stolen from me over the summer. I should have secured it better, and I'm glad it was recovered. It won't happen again. It is now locked in a safe, and I only use it at the gun range.
Like, what do you... It's a silencer I'm stuck on. I didn't know those were legal for assault rifles.
Some people, some gun enthusiasts, it's not about protection. It's not about, it's just a toy. It's cool. You take it to the gun range. Oh, look, I got a silencer on this huge loud gun that otherwise would just make the biggest racket in the world. I can make it quiet. It's just a novelty thing. Some people have more money than sense.
Yeah, I guess. And just a weapon like that in the wrong hands could be incredibly dangerous, as we see all across the country.
That is true. That is true. And that is the docket brought to you by Ogle, Elrod, and Burrill, the official law offices of The Drive. Need help getting on disability? If you are injured and unable to work and need help navigating the government bureaucracy of disability benefits, call on Ogle, Elrod, and Burrill, and they'll walk you through exactly what you need to do and make it easy on you so that you can get those benefits that you need. Ogle, Elrod, and Burrill, they've got lawyers standing by to talk to you 24/7 at 865-546-1111. That's 546-1111 for the law offices of Ogle, Elrod, and Burrill. You can visit them online at wreckintoacheck.com. Get some phone calls going here. 865-546-8200. 546-8200. If you want to jump in here this afternoon on the show, big sports weekend. Of course, the college football slate, the pickings is lean tomorrow.
I don't think it's a very good football weekend across college and pro.
Well, speak for yourself. Speak for yourself, Bear. Pretty big game in Indianapolis on Sunday afternoon. My Titans.
Hey, Russell, you know what?
It's very rude to interrupt people like that, Brandon, but what?
Andrew Luck has never lost to the Titans.
There's a first time for everything, Brandon.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure there is.
There's also a second time for everything, such as harvesting his shoulder joint.
Oh. So you're calling for that, huh? Wow. I expected it from Bear, but not you.
Whoa. I'm going to see my way right back into the middle of this. You watch your step. Okay?
Better listen.
Don't drag me into this.
Better listen to him, Brandon.
Respect to your elders.
Well, I mean, I'm just saying that I would expect something like that.
I have never wished any harm on any athlete on any field of play with teams.
Sorry. Something in my throat there.
Anyway, continue, Russell.
I hope Andrew Luck is okay. And I want him out there because I want to beat the Coats at their fullest of full strengths. Get up in his face, knock him around a little bit, rattle his cage, and then give you a steady dose of Deion Lewis and Corey Davis through the air. Mariota.
Sucks.
You know what he's got? You know what he's got, Brandon?
What's he got?
Two healthy shoulders. That's what he's got.
So does Andrew Luck.
We'll see.
He's having a better season than Mariota's having.
We'll see. That's Mariota. Please put some respect on it.
Mariota.
Put some respect on it. That's all I'm saying.
Respect. You have so little respect for anything and anybody, Russ. And for you to come on here and chastise Brandon about not showing respect is just laughable at best.
Hey, listen, if you want to disrespect me, that's fine. Go ahead. These big, broad shoulders can handle it. But Marcus Mariota is a leader of men and a fine citizen and doesn't deserve...
They call him Mr. Glass.
Doesn't deserve a ruffian like young Brandon Orick.
I mean, the Colts suck, don't get me wrong, but you could be a little bit nicer to him.
Colts don't suck. They do not suck.
I think it's a fabulous sports weekend myself. I'm also looking forward to having the day off tomorrow. I will not be on voluntary reaction.
Cody still hasn't decided whether he's going to go on with Brandon and John.
Oh, he'll go. He'll do it. He's not going to leave John hanging.
He doesn't really want to.
He's not going to leave John hanging like that. And you're welcome, by the way.
Me?
All of you. All Tennessee fans, welcome. For me, sitting this one out, taking one for the team.
I think you two are just superstitious and you're a bunch of weenies and can't tough through it.
Well,
who's been the constant here?
I don't know, because you took off one time and I had to.
All I know is here are the facts. Together, John and I, voluntary reaction, SEC games are 0-12. We're 0-12. John and I have not done a voluntary reaction together after a conference win. But separate, when it's John and Cody or Bear and me, 2-0. Undefeated. That's science. Brandon, that's math.
I mean, the Auburn one was so over the top. I don't know.
Well, we had never done a voluntary reaction following a conference win. John and Cody celebrated as John and Cody are wont to do. I hope they get a chance to do it again tomorrow.
Hope they pace themselves a little bit better. Not John so much as the big guy. He's chugging volunteer vodka.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure it'll be flowing like wine tomorrow in the fan-run studios.
Have you gotten into that yet?
The volunteer vodka? I mean, I've had some. I haven't. What do you mean by, quote, gotten into it?
Like the boys get into it.
No.
Like
no,
drinking I, straight no. out of the bottle.
Too old for all that.
All right.
But I hope they get to do them. And Brandon, you manage that thing. Keep it safe.
I will to the best of my ability, but
I'm under no illusions about Brandon being able to control the two of them.
We'll take a quick time out here on The Drive live this afternoon at National RX. Farragut's Neighborhood Community Pharmacy. Come on out and see us here this afternoon. Got some coupons, free backyard burgers for everybody to come out who comes out and says they're listening to The Drive this afternoon. I'll hook you up with a coupon redeemable for a free burger right up the street at Backyard Burgers here in Farragut. Stay with us. The Drive continues after this.
The Drive.
You could win.
We will be here next week for a special Black Friday edition of The Drive live here at National RX. There will be games going on. We'll be hanging out here. We want to fill up a Toys for Tots box. So if you are doing some Christmas shopping next week, if you pick up a toy for a youngster and bring it by here at National RX, we can fill up. Last year we filled up a couple of boxes, the huge Toys for Tots boxes with toys, and hope that folks will bring out, show up again and participate in that. And that's it. Next week, of course, we'll be off for Thanksgiving, and then we'll be back here on Friday. That's the only remote next week, is right here, so we'll be spending some time in studio. The week after is a big week for us because we'll start it off Monday at Hops and Hollers for the big Shiano Sunday one-year anniversary celebration.
They made the newspaper today.
What?
Hops and Hollers.
Go on.
They were one of only, I think, two or three places that got a 100
health score.
Their health score.
Fantastic. Do that for like people that don't serve.
Yeah. Yeah. Everybody. Yeah, you gotta have a health inspection. Everybody.
That makes
does.
Sense. Yeah. Glasses. People putting their mouths on
Heck
it.
Heck yeah.
That's always blown me away at, bars. Come on, we've all been to some pretty seedy bars, right?
Yeah, I mean.
Hops and Hollers.
The last lap back in the day.
Hops and Hollers, man, that place is always sparkling in there.
Pristine.
The bar top is always really clean. The floor is always really
clean.
That's
one thing about it.
The restroom is always top notch.
About the Drive. We aren't hanging out if your bathrooms aren't.
We love a clean restroom.
Yeah, I mean, we require a top-notch wrap bathroom experience.
No doubt about it.
It's critical.
Looking forward to being out there. It's been a while since we've been out there.
Well, and just, you know, what a year. What a year, right? Has there been a more tumultuous year in Tennessee athletics history?
No, I think
maybe
there was
the 92, Johnny and Phil.
That was pretty. What word would I? It was like an ugly divorce.
Yeah, and it was divisive because fans, you were either on.
Mama took custody of us, and kicked Dad out. Bad divorce.
Yeah. I don't know, but it was divisive in that you were either on one guy's side or the other. This year. Was just, and I suppose, you know, it starts last year in 2017 with the football season and kind of culminated with the Shiano Sunday. But I mean, the shockwaves are just now starting to settle down, I think.
Yeah. Hammy letting Sly run Bruce Pearl out of here was pretty painful.
Yeah, that was wild. Cause I mean, that was right on the heels of Kiffin and,
yeah,
that was a strange time.
That was a pretty bad year for us. It was in one year, Fulmer got fired, Kiffin loved us and left, and then Coach Pearl.
What do you make of Pruitt basically saying, you know, hey, Fulmer was the one who suggested that we do this thing on Mondays and Tuesdays, the end of practice, 10-15 minute scrimmages of just the second, third teamers, scout teamers, kind of developing. Did you guys see this?
No.
Yeah,
I have no idea what the hell you're talking about.
I didn't read it, but I saw it.
You skimmed it.
No, I just saw the headline.
Okay.
Well, it's good to know that you guys are doing the research here, but I mean
when did it come out, Russ?
It came out like weeks ago. It's been written about by pretty much anybody who does a practice report. I'm sorry. Just saying,
this is not like you. What's going on with this whole sorry thing? Has somebody put some?
I've been told that
put their foot down on
well,
you.
Well, I've been told that
huge fans of ours
was really mean to Bear the other day. I feel like I lashed out at Ben Lee on Twitter yesterday unfairly. I was beefing with Cody he stuck his nose in the middle of it.
He got it smacked.
And I napalmed it when a simple slap on the wrist would have done. And then poor Mark Nagy yesterday. I feel like I kind of destroyed him on Twitter.
Really?
Uncalled for.
Over his blue jean jacket?
Yeah, I was lashing out wildly in all directions. I'm trying to...
He did look like the Wichita lineman in that outfit.
I just thought he was...
I got to say, I'm a little hurt. Jana's seen almost everybody in town except for the drive. I've seen you out there, Jana, on Twitter.
I just... It's a kinder, gentler Dubs. Turning over a new leaf.
Okay.
Guys, the funniest thing I saw yesterday was when Russell sent us a text message in the group, and he just said, "I just body bagged someone on Twitter." I thought that was the funniest thing. Like, the phrase body bag.
We don't take group text out on
What are you doing, Rick?
I didn't reveal anything. I'm giving Russell credit. It was hilarious. I didn't reveal anything that needed to be revealed.
Hey, note to self. Remove Rick from the group text.
Steve, that one for the Dubsy, Brandon, and Bear one. Huh.
Hey, guys.
I just got to communicate. Guess who else got 100 today? Fresh, hot off the presses. Will make you feel fantastic.
Is that?
Corner 16.
Not a surprise there.
No. That place is a palace.
I was noticing that as I was sitting there hoisting a cold Hellas at the bar. I was like, wow, this is a very well-kept bar. Very well-kept. I mean, I tell you, we are blessed with some of the cleanest, most professionally run sponsors imaginable here on Fan Run Radio. We are truly lucky. Got to pinch ourselves. What was I saying before? Oh, yeah. If you guys would just, you know, keep up with the practice reports, read a little bit. I mean, pretty much every Tennessee beat reporter has written extensively about this for a couple of weeks now. Fulmer suggested to Pruitt that they carve out some time to let, you know, the scout teamers and stuff basically scrimmage during the week. I found it interesting. Pruitt had been talking about this for a couple of weeks, and today, or this week, he voluntarily said, yeah, that was Coach Fulmer's idea. So, I mean, we knew that Coach Fulmer is going to have his handprints on the program in some way, but apparently he's making very specific practice suggestions to Jeremy Pruitt about how he runs the program. And Pruitt seems to be comfortable with that, which is, you know, that's the thing you worry about. Two headstrong alpha males, you know, is Pruitt going to take suggestions from Philip Fulmer? Because it would be very easy to say, well, what does this guy know? He's been gone for 10 years. He got fired. I came from Alabama and the great Nick Saban. I know best. And he hasn't done that. He's taken outside suggestions and influence and appears to be very amenable to those suggestions.
Yeah.
Why would you not listen to him?
I mean, I think it's for the exact reason that Russ just said. I mean, he came from Alabama.
Came from Alabama with a banjo on his knee.
Yeah, but he's also been said on more than one occasion that what drew him to Tennessee was he got a look at Tennessee back in the 90s when we were up and rolling. He knows what this place can be.
Oh, what drew him to Tennessee was a $4 million paycheck. And
well, probably. Why you got to crap all over
I'm sorry. Kinder, gentler Dubs.
Direct message. I'm sending a direct message saying me and Brandon were mistreated again today.
Oh.
In the doghouse. Anyhow, but he has said that. I mean, why would you not listen? I mean, your boss has won a natty at the same place where you're coaching.
Tennessee Tom, hang right there. You'll have the floor next. We got to take a quick break. The drive continues live today. National RX. Back with more right after this.
The drive.
Russell's. Back to these phones here. 865-546-8200. Your number to hop on the drive. Tennessee Tom is next. Hello, Tom.
What's going on, Russell W?
Not much, man. How you doing?
I think to help your mood out, you need to take one of those nature walks. Really, one of those nature walks, not those pretend ones, and just clear your head. But
what's wrong with my mood?
I just want to get your keys to the game tomorrow. What's Tennessee got to do? What do you think this offense is Missouri's going to put on the field? Is it going to look similar all year long? Any wrinkles? And we all have always have key to the game, so I'd like your prediction to the key players to the games, and I'll hang up and listen to your phone.
Thank you, Tom. Appreciate the phone call. I mean,
can we go over the five things for him?
Did you? What are the five things, Bear?
Number one, get mean. Number two, special teams. Number three, red zone defense.
Yep.
Number four, win the fourth quarter.
Yep.
Number five, the Dooley effect, Tom.
Yes.
Those are the keys to winning.
The five things. Do those five things, and success will surely be ours.
Get mean. Get after that quarterback. Make Drew comfortable. Drew Locke uncomfortable.
Yeah, you almost
Drew
had
uncomfortable.
It. Yeah.
Drew comfortable.
Make Drew comfortable.
Make Drew Locke uncomfortable.
Get him a couple of pillows and a throw blanket and
I want to see like a not anything over the line or illegal. It's going to get anybody thrown out. Just a good hard football play that really just takes him to the edge of, you know, consciousness maybe.
You're still waiting on that, right? I mean, it's been a while since you've gone on that riff. I don't think you did it the last 2 weeks.
I'd call for somebody to be knocked out.
Hmm.
I'd love to see a play like a play going laterally across the field, getting strung out, and seeing Dulander getting rolled up by about four or five guys.
What?
Yeah, it'd be hilarious.
Well, what are you doing?
Oh, my God.
What do you mean, what am I doing?
Now you're calling for the coaches to be hurt? I mean, the guy already broke his hip while
I know.
Here.
You break that other one, too. Have at it.
Wow. Wow.
You going to sit here and act like you like Derek Dooley?
But like there's a difference in wishing him harm.
What do you mean?
Yeah, Bear, or Brandon, what do you mean?
I mean,
please
he got $6 million of our money. I want something back. Preferably that titanium hip we put in there for him.
The man's got children.
Don't
wow.
care.
Wow.
He wrecked our football program.
I was reading an article, KnoxNews.com today, about, I guess, Butch Jones' son plays for Catholic.
Mm-hmm.
And
he's one of their best players.
Yeah, just talking about, you know, being Butch Jones' son this year. Tough gig.
Yeah, it is.
Tough gig. Make you feel bad for all the bad things you say about Butch Jones.
Not really.
Would you say it to the son's face?
No, because he's a kid. I'm not like you.
Well, I wouldn't either.
You said horrible stuff to my kid on the air.
That's
called
not
me. True. You likened our relationship to Darth Vader and Luke Skywalker. To my child. Told him I was a horrible father.
Yeah, but I'm clearly just joking with the cub. He knows I love
him. He was 7 years old, Russ.
He knows I love him.
He didn't tell you.
You actually do despise Butch Jones. There's nothing tongue-in-cheek about that.
Well, yeah, but...
What did you call him? The stride-right wearing...
Why you got to bring that up, man? Why you got to bring that up?
Well, you've said it before.
We're talking
publicly.
About his kid that plays for Catholic. He's a really good football player.
I'm just saying that I read that article and I found myself feeling bad about some of the things that I said.
I might
about
feel
Butch
a little
Jones.
Bit bad. I mean, no, you know what? No, I don't. You know why I don't feel bad? The Gatorade bath and the cigar. He lost any hopes of me ever softening my stance towards him.
I'm just saying he's a father. He's got kids. He's got feelings. There are families involved here, Bear. Women and children. You should think about that. We should think about that.
Care less for us.
All right, then. Stay with us. Hour number three of The Drive coming up here on Fox Sports Knoxville. Live from National RX in Farragut. We're back with more right after this.
The Drive. You can win